there's this conversation that geekdom tends to have with itself anytime a trailer for a new movie appears. And it's exactly the same conversation every time. For once, that's not an exaggeration. You can actually just change out the title, and pretty much the same comments are made, often by the same people. The trailer will arrive. There will be people who will be tremendously enthusiastic. There will be people who will scramble to be the first to be most articulately and eloquently disinterested in what the trailer is showing you. There will be the people who just don't get it. There will be the people who express wild fan theories over what's actually going on, which about 8.5 times out of 10 tend to be much more interesting than what we ultimately get. Then there will be the people who hate on it for the sake of hating, pulling stuff apart because it doesn't look exactly like it would if they'd been given the chance to do it. For the record, a lot of the time those people are the ones who never stick their hands up, never get off the bench. Professional armchair quarterbacks. Or in this instance, professional armchair film directors or writers. It's a depressing conversation. Not just because on one level it's a feeding frenzy, who can pull the most out of something fast enough, but also because it's always, always, without exception, the same. And it gets old, you know? It's like people sitting around talking about their World of Warcraft characters. After a while, your eyes cross. Except something rather interesting seems to be happening with the trailer for Star Trek Into Darkness, which arrived yesterday. Three sites, one of which I write for, actually two of which I write for. One I wasn't involved in this dissection for, the other one I had a very small point in, pardon me, have put up breakdowns of the trailer. And they've all spotted slightly different things. I love that. It's weird. I have this big goofy smile on my face this morning over nothing more than the fact that the IO9 breakdown spotted the fact that at one point the character isn't flying, he's on a rope. It's a puzzle, and it's something which J.J. Abrams, the director, excels at, making movies puzzles, making you work to solve what's going on. It's engaging. It's a conversation, like I say, but it's a conversation that's being participated in by both sides, and it's one I really, really enjoy having at times like this. And it's one I really enjoy having at times like this.